Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. I am so excited to catch up with the legend who is John Gibbons. He's got a new track out, Stronger, teaming up with vocalist Amy. John, how are you?
I'm great, Katie. How are you keeping?
I'm good. You have been busy, busy. Do you ever stop, John?
I don't really. It's just something that I do. You know, it's just in me and I can't stop. And whenever there's an enforced stoppage, I don't know what to do with myself anyway. So look, it's just what I love to do.
I hear you. I'm very much like that myself. Tell us a little bit about the latest single. Where did you draw the inspiration for this one? And you have the amazing vocalist Amy on board with you. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Amy is brilliant. And we had done one or two kind of test pieces over the last couple of years that never bore any real fruit. But we'd been toying with the idea of doing something together. But Amy put up this really catchy vocal hook online on TikTok, I think it was, only a couple of weeks ago. Like, it's mad how quickly this happened. And it was a bit of a call out to producers out there. Do you want to do something with this? Because she liked the hook. And I stumbled across it anyway, and I thought, you know what, why not? I have a gap in the schedule. I'm going to just see if I can do something with it. So I did, and I kind of hit her back. And it just came, like, we got the track together in a week. It got signed almost instantly. And now it's out, which is, like, it's the fastest timeline ever. Some tracks that I do don't see the light of day for years. And even when you do get a release date, it's often off in the future. So for something to happen that quickly, to have Amy on board and just, you know, something organic like that is really refreshing. And we just love the song and we're really glad that lots and lots of other people do as well.
There's been some amazing feedback on it. I absolutely love it. And that's why I've picked it as this week's track of the week on Spin Now. You know, I'm a huge fan. I feel like even you saying there how fast this happened, I feel like that's what happens with you, though. I feel like you release a song and it's just a natural love for everyone. I absolutely love this one.
Well, I'm glad that you do. And it's funny you say that because I have found over the course of my career, the tracks that have done best are the ones that have come together, certainly on my side, in the studio side, really quickly. And it's kind of a rule that I have in the studio. If something is flowing for me and if it's working quickly, well, then deep down, that's the one that I know is probably going to resonate or connect better with people than the ones that I have to slog to do. And I tend to just shelve those now. So if something is fast, I just stick with it, get it done quickly. Decide it's finished, because it never feels like it's finished to me, but you have to draw the line somewhere. I've got much better at that. And, you know, this is just an example of that. It's the quickest one, fair enough, but I feel those ones tend to be the best ones, for me anyway.
For sure. I feel like this could be a real summer anthem.
I hope so. I hope it lasts into summer. I have a feeling again that it will. And like, musically, there's a lot of me in there. You know, I'm kind of drawing on stuff that I would have listened to growing up in school. You know, that 90s dance stuff that I just still to this day love. And it feels like we're kind of on the cusp of a lot of that making a comeback. You're hearing bits and pieces of sounds being used, particularly in dance music again. And I'm all for that. So that's what this is. It's almost like an homage to the stuff I was listening to in school and growing up.
The 90s just keeps coming back and I'm all for it, John, because I am a big, big 90s fan and I feel like there's bits of it that keeps coming back. And actually, now that you say it, I can hear that in this track, Stronger. Amy couldn't join us today, but she will be putting out a little video a little later on. So, John, have you anything you want to chat about? Anything coming up that you want to let our listeners know about?
Well, gigs-wise, things are very busy again. Obviously, January is always a really quiet month, but with February now out of the way, it feels like there was no gap in gigs. The summer schedule starts in April, which I can't believe is next month already. I have a huge amount of travelling, a lot of the summer resorts, the likes of Spain, Greece, Ibiza, places like that again this year. And I've never been busier, you know, so I've having a huge amount of Irish stuff between now and the end of the summer. There'll be some bits and pieces to be announced for Paddy's and Easter. That's pretty much it. I'm kind of limiting the Irish gigs that I'm doing this year and concentrating on the UK in particular, which was always such a good ground for me in terms of bearing fruit gigs wise prior to COVID. And it's taken, I can't believe I'm still talking about this, but it's taken ages for a lot of that momentum to come back. But it's very much back now and I'm busier than I ever was before. So there is a big emphasis now on the international stuff this year. There'll be a couple of other singles. The aim is to have four main singles out this year. And I have some Alias projects which have been bubbling under for the last couple of years, which I'm really going to kind of come out with a splash with those and, you know, release the fact that my name is attached to them, which I've been doing anonymously up to now. So Loads of music. The chances are, between the Aliases and my own stuff, there'll probably be the bones of 10 or 12 tracks this year. So I'm very excited.
Wow, that is so much, and I am all for it. Absolutely cannot wait to hear that music. And if you feel like stuffing me into your suitcase when you're heading off to your big gigs in Ibiza, I'm all there for it. I'll take the videos, John.
Well, I've loads of room. All I have to bring these days are headphones and a USB key. So plenty of room. You're in.
I love it. I love it. Well, John, all that's left to do is for you to introduce your latest single on Spinset West.
I'm John Gibbons, and this is my brand new single with Amy. It's called Stronger, and you're listening to Spin Southwest with Katie.